sitting pretty atop the AFC West standings, the Broncos return to Mile High fresh off of two straight road wins. Can the dominant defense stand their ground again? Is the pistol formation the offensive answer for Peyton Manning? And will the Broncos' running game finally find their footing? Broncos country, unite. Oh! In the Zone with Coach Kubiak starts right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, Denver Broncos are 3-0. You're one of only seven NFL teams that can say that right now. Assume you got to be quite pleased to be one of the front runners at this point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, we won all the games we could win in September, and we won a couple of tough places on the road and have fought a different type of schedule too, you know, a Thursday night game, a Sunday night game. So in this league, you kind of got to be able to handle all those type of things. So far, so good, but we need to continue to improve as a team. We got a big game this week.
You alluded to it, what you'd call character-type wins on the road to Kansas City, on the road at Detroit. Is there a trait or characteristic that you would use to describe your football team right now?
I think effort is the one that I would love to use. I just think as a football team, we're playing extremely hard. We talk about being in close games. You know, in this league, that's just the way things are. And how well do you play in crunch time? How well do we play really well in the fourth quarter as a football team? So I think our effort's been excellent, and it's going to need to continue to be.
Talking about the offense right now, not every team's fortunate to be where you guys are at and still have an offense that ranks third to last in overall offense. Let's hear from your captain, Peyton Manning, about what that says about this team right now.
It says we're winning as a team. You know, I think everybody's doing something to help the wins. Some phases might be doing a little more, you know, than others, but I don't think you win many games if all three phases aren't contributing in some way. So, you know, offensively, we want to be able to contribute more and be able to do our part.
Fair to use the word fortunate, maybe, to be where you guys are at and still be able to work on the offense as much as you've been working.
Yeah, they can use whatever word they want, as long as we keep finding a way to win. You know. You know, one thing about this league, at the end of the season, when you have a champion, the champion is usually the best football team. And he used the word team right there, and that's what it's all about. And we're doing some great things defensively. We've been pretty consistent special teams-wise. We've played really big at the right times offensively, but we need to continue to improve. But I think we're building a heck of a football team, and we just need to stay focused on that.
A lot of talk about the pistol formation. You protected Peyton the best you guys have protected him last week. Fair to say we'll see more pistol as the year progresses, at least at this point?
Well, I mean, it's obviously something that still gives us the balance to run our offense. And, you know, it's something that our quarterback likes a great deal. So we're going to always do what you think your players do best. But we did improve, regardless of what the reason was, we improved. And we protected our quarterback better. And at the end of the night, that was the difference in winning and losing.
You said you're still looking for more space up front to run the ball more effectively. Are you getting closer?
Yeah, I think we had a few things in the draw game and stuff last week, but for the most part, we did not run the ball well. But we moved the ball. You know, that's the most important thing. End of the first half, big touchdown drive. End of the game, big touchdown drive. So we moved the football, and that's what you have to do eventually. And, you know, every week in this league, you show up and you say, how do I win this game? You know, and it's not about whether you did this or that, but did you do what you have to do to win this game? And we did that last week.
Let's talk about the defense now, should we?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, first in overall defense, third in sacks, second in interceptions. I think, as Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Vikings, put it, you guys are playing suffocating defense. There's not much higher praise than that.
No, we've been playing very well, and everybody's playing well. You know, the whole group, the back end, the front, the linebackers, and everybody's getting a little piece of the action on game day, so that's very important to our football team. So, yeah, it's been exceptional, and I think the thing that's really put it over the top is the fact that we're getting our hands on the ball also.
You named T.J. Ward your MVP for last game, had a really nice showing up in Detroit. Let's go ahead and hear from T.J. now about the mindset of that physical nature defense.
Absolutely. We're competitive within our defense. And, you know, it goes the opposite way. If you guys see guys that's not doing their job or not doing what they're supposed to do, then we have guys that are going to speak up and tell them. But, you know, I feel that, you know, the type of defense we have, you don't have to do that very often.
Pushing each other in practice, I know, fiery, aggressive group, all things you want to see out of your defense.
Yeah, we just left the field, and, you know, it's very competitive on the field. Both sides of the ball getting after each other. Defensively, the thing that's been real positive is we've been good and healthy. Everybody's on the field, so we continue to get better as a group each and every day.
Penalties has been a little bit of an issue. There's a fine line you walk there between being aggressive, having that chip on your shoulder, but also playing smart football.
Yeah, we've got to play a lot smarter. I mean, we're having too many penalties early in the game, and we're having penalties late in the game for whatever reason. So we've addressed it. We talked about it, trying to do some things this week, practice-wise and meeting-wise, that can help that. But I'll also continue to tell you, we're going to be aggressive as a team. I want our guys to be aggressive. And we're going to have confidence as a team that we can overcome penalties or setbacks, because you're going to have setbacks in this league.
We'll be back with more from Coach Kubiak in a little bit, breaking down those Minnesota Vikings. Speaking of which, let's go into the studio now. Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. And this week's Behind Enemy Lines, this was an easy one. If there's one guy who can beat the Broncos on Sunday, it's Adrian Peterson. The Vikings running back looks like he hasn't missed a step, despite being suspended for all but one game last season. Now, the 30-year-old is back at full strength with Minnesota. And for his career, he's over 10,000 yards rushing. 291 of them have come this season, which leads the NFL. The number the Broncos will be focusing on, though, is 2. That's how many fumbles Peterson has. That also leads the league. Still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, it's time for This is Broncos Country. Cammy Carmen takes us behind the scenes with the MVPs you don't see on the field. That's the Broncos equipment staff. Plus, it's our Stop the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line. And how about David Bruton Jr.? He said he knew the play right away, jumped the route, and the safety made a great one-handed tip for the interception. It was just a 2-point lead in Detroit for the Broncos when Bruton stepped in for the pick. We'll sit down with number 30 and our player profile after the break.